Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the recording Folk on Two, featuring Dave Swarbrick. We heard a couple of tunes featuring Dave and his first employer, Beryl Marriott. We heard Drowsy Maggie and the Highlandmen. Dave Swarbrick passed away on June the 3rd after suffering from lung disease for many years. Dave, or Swarb, as he was also known, began his career playing in a skiffle band, but he soon was recruited into a Cayley band led by Beryl Marriott. In the early 60s, he appeared on the BBC program Radio Ballads with Ewan McCall, Peggy Seeger, and others. His next move was to the Ian Campbell Folk Group, where he appeared on a half dozen albums before taking up with Martin Carthy. And he released his first solo album, Rags, Reels, and Airs, in 1967. In 1969, Fairport Convention brought Swarb on as a sideman for the recording Unhalfbricking. Their version of A Sailor's Life is an 11-minute tour de force. To amplify his fiddle, Swarb took the microphone from a telephone handset and adapted it to the instrument. It lent a distinctive sound, easily recognizable. He joined Fairport as a full-time member with the recording of Liege and Leaf, also in 1969. Through all of Fairport's regroupings, Swarb became the glue that held the band together. He finally left in 1984, but rejoined the band on occasion for special performances. He would continue to record and perform with Martin Carthy and made a couple more solo albums. He had a double lung transplant in 2004 and over the years needed oxygen on stage to perform. He is survived by his wife, Jill Swarbrick Banks, 3 children, 8 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Dave Swarbrick was 75 years old. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll hear some of Swarb's playing in various times through his career. We'll also hear some of the wonderful music from his compatriots. We'll open with Swarb with the Ian Campbell Folk Group and the Net Hauling Song, and then 3 wonderful selections from his time in Fairport Convention. Music for Swarb on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It's busky, me lads, get you up on the deck and take up your stations for hauling the nets. And mind you pull together, boys, all through the night, and sweat in your oilskins until it's daylight.
After heaving and hauling and shaking the nets,
it's when we start hauling we're living in hopes. The boy in the locker, the lads on the ropes, and the fellas in the hold who are pulling the nets and shaking the herring out onto the deck.
With the heaving and hauling and shaking the nets,
thank you. It's net after net is pulled up from the sea, with the haul and the shake and the one, two and three. And the herring are a-piling around your sea boots, and slithering and sliding down into the chutes.
And we're heaving and hauling and shaking the nets.
It's hour after hour we are hauling away, all through the long night till the dawn of the day. The skipper's in the wheelhouse, he's on the RT, and the cook's in the galley are brewing up tea.
And we're finished with hauling and shaking the nets.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
Fairport Convention recorded live at the L.A. Troubadour in, I think, 1970, and we heard the Lark in the Morning medley from Fairport featuring Dave Swarbrick on the fiddle. It's rumored that members of Led Zeppelin are out there in the audience that night, so I understand after the show it was quite a wild event. Houseful, Fairport Convention live at the L.A. Troubadour. And before that, from the third album from Fairport Convention, Unhalfbricking, we heard Bob Dylan's Million Dollar Bash with Dave Swarbrick on the mandolin. And before that, from the classic Liege and Leaf, the tune that leads off that recording, a tune written by Sandy Denny and Ashley Hutchings, Come All Ye. That's from 1969 as well. That's on Island Records. And we let off that set with the Ian Campbell Folk Group and Net Hauling Song, a tune written by Ewan McCall, from a recording on Castle called Best of British Folk. This week's Sing Out Radio Magazine is dedicated to the late Dave Swarbrick. And Fairport Convention, especially with Dave, influenced an awful lot of folk music performers in England to turn over to play some electric music. This is a band called the Albion Country Band, from their recording Battle of the Field, and a Richard Thompson tune, followed by a traditional tune, New St. George and La Rata. This is the Albion Country Band on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The time has come for action. Leave your satisfaction. Can't you listen? Is calling you on freedom.
sailing his trade, a store of gold, an open heart and full of charity. And this was seen of King Henry, though he lay quite alone, for he's taken into a haunted hall 7 miles from the town.
He's chased the deer now, him before, and the doe down by the den, till the fattest buck in all the flock, King Henry, is slain. His huntsmen followed him to the hall to make them burly cheer, when loud the wind was heard to sound, and an earthquake rocked the floor. And darkness covered all the hall where they sat at their meat. The grey dogs yowling left their food and crept to Henry's feet. And louder howled the rising wind and burst the fastened door. And in there came a grisly ghost stamping on the floor. Her head hit the roof tree of the house a middle year could not span. Each frightened huntsman fled the hall and left the king alone. Her teeth were like the tether stakes, her nose like club or mell, and nothing less she seemed to be than a fiend that comes from hell.
Thank you. make for me. Oh, you must pull the heather green and make it soft for me. And pull as he the heather green and make for her a bed. And taken as his gay mantle and o'er it he is spread. Take off your clothes now, King Henry, and lie down by my side. Now swear you, King Henry, to take me for your bride. Oh, God forbid, says King Henry, that ever the light betide, that ever a fiend that comes from hell should stretch down by my side. Was gone and the day was come and the sun shone through the hall. The fairest lady that ever was seen lay between him and the wall. I've met with many a gentle knight that gave me such a fill, but never before with a courteous knight that gave me all my will.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1625. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Folk on Two by Dave Swarbrick. And we just heard Dave in the Beryl Marriott Cayley Band with The Hag with the Money and Sleepy. That's on Cooking Vinyl Records. We are dedicating this week's program to the late Dave Swarbrick. And before that, we heard from Steel Ice Band from their recording Below the Salt and Child Ballad No. 32, King Henry. That's on Shanachie Records. And we let off that set from 1976, the Albion Country Band, from their recording Battle of the Field, and we heard New St. George and Lorata. Dave spent a good bit of his career playing with Martin Carthy. This is from one of their later recordings, Straws in the Wind, and a tune that Dave wrote in honor of his early musical partner, Beryl Marriott. It's called Mrs. Marriott. Here's Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. ¶¶
beat, my love. No longer can we stay. The bugle horns are sounding clear, and we must march away. We're ordered down to Portsmouth, and it's many. Join the British Army on the banks of the Nile. Oh, Willie, dearest Willie, don't leave. Don't make me curse and rue the day that ever I was born. For the parting of our love would be like parting. Stay at home, my dearest love, and I will be your wife. Oh, my Nancy. Government has ordered, and we are bound to go. The government has ordered, and the Queen, she myself in uniform, and I'll see Egypt too. I'll march beneath your slender, and your fingers, they are. heavens of Egypt, your rosy cheeks would spoil. Where the cannons, they do rattle, and the bullets, they do fly, and the silver trumpets sound so loud to hide the dismal
Exercise in Restraint from the band Fotheringay. From their only official recording, we heard Banks of the Nile, Sandy Denny's band after she left Fairport Convention that she formed with her hubby Trevor Lucas, Banks of the Nile from Fotheringay. And we let off that little set with Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick from their recording Straws in the Wind, and a tune that Dave wrote for his old compatriot, Mrs. Marriott, is the name of the tune. We are dedicating this week's program to the late Dave Swarbrick. Dave made a few more electric recordings in the 1980s, and this is from the recording Smitty Burn, and it's a tune that was actually written by Sandy Denny, a tune called It Suits Me Well. Here's Dave Swarbrick on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I travel the land. There are no chains about me. I am my own man. I can tell a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places I have been are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a proper home, not one like yours is. I've nearly always had a caravan with horses. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. Thank you.
seas I am a sailor. The ocean has been good to me, she ain't no jailer. And I can tell a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places I have sailed are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a garden nor a place with windows. I stand upon the salty deck and feel the wind blow. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. For she deserted us. So when I was only 7 years old, I joined the circus. I can tell you a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places we have played are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had no money and no hope to get none. I can always get a penny when there is good reason. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well.
She was the sweetest little girl I ever did see then. I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms and kissed her while the fiddlers played the Bonaparte's Retreat.
Thank you.
No doubt Eliza Carthy listened an awful lot to Dave Swarbrick when she was putting together her recording, The Kings of Calicut. And we heard Bonaparte's Retreat from Eliza Carthy and The Kings of Calicut. That's on Topic Records. And we let off that last set with It Suits Me Well, a tune written by Sandy Denny that was recorded on the Smitty Burn record from Dave Swarbrick. He was joined there in 1981 by members of Fairport Convention, Richard Thompson, Simon Nickel, Dave Pegg, and Dave Maddox were all playing on that tune, Smitty Burn, and It Suits Me Well from Dave Swarbrick. We have dedicated this week's program to the late Dave Swarbrick, who passed away this past June. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1625.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters.